Fake New Statesman, Scruton fires back after leftist hit job, Tory backstab. By Jack Montgomery on April 12, 2019. Sir Roger Scruton, the United Kingdom's preeminent conservative philosopher, has held firm after the left-wing New Statesman published an interview parsed to make him look like a bigot, resulting in the Tory government sacking him from his role on the Building Better, Building Beautiful Architectural Commission. Sir Roger, a once working-class grammar school boy turned professor of aesthetics, noted for his support for traditional, human-scale architecture and past activity behind the Iron Curtain helping the underground universities which operated clandestinely under the noses of communist dictatorships, was accused of anti-Semitism, anti-Chinese racism, and Islamophobia in the wake of his interview with George Eaton of the New Statesman, among other heresies. Britain's governing Conservative and Unionist Party, only a notionally conservative organization in most respects, having become a vehicle for muscular liberalism under former Prime Minister David Cameron, and for social justice under his successor Theresa May, was quick to panic and sack the venerable scholar. With the enthusiastic support of the leadership of the modernist-dominated Royal Institute of British Architects, RIBA. This hasty sacrifice was not met with universal acclaim. However, with Labour's Kate Hoey tweeting that she was extremely disappointed in at George Eaton, having assumed he was a reputable journalist, and the New Statesman's own editor sharing Sir Roger's response to the manufactured controversy, published by The Spectator. Sir Roger, 75, opted not to apologize for any offense and plead for readmission to polite society, as has become customary for right-leaning public figures subject to left-liberal outrage mobs, but to turn on his pursuers in characteristically robust, yet measured, fashion. I recently gave an interview to the New Statesman, on the assumption that, as the magazine's former wine critic, I would be treated with respect, and that the journalist, George Eaton, was sincere in wanting to talk to me about my intellectual life, Sir Roger began. Not for the first time I am forced to acknowledge what a mistake it is to address young leftists as though they were responsible human beings. Characterizing the various charges against him in unscrupulous collection of out-of-context remarks, some of them merely words designed to accuse me of thought crimes, taking particular issue, as have many observers, with the way in which Eaton chose to parse his comments about the Chinese people. On social media, Eaton presented Sir Roger's statement as follows. In the print edition and original online edition of the interview, this appeared as they're creating robots out of their own people. Each Chinese person is a kind of replica of the next one, and that is a very frightening thing. Finally, Eaton added the full quote to the online edition of the interview after persistent questioning. They're creating robots out of their own people by so constraining what can be done. Each Chinese person is a kind of replica of the next one, and that is a very frightening thing. This seems to suggest Sir Roger was not making any racial statement about the nature of the Chinese people, as Eaton's original quote may have appeared to suggest to many observers, but a statement about the Chinese Communist Party regime's efforts to impose a certain uniformity on its citizens, through totalitarian initiatives such as the social credit system. I was describing the attempt of the Chinese Communist Party to achieve conformity of behavior in everything that might threaten its comprehensive political control, and I think it is fair to describe this as an attempt to robotize the Chinese people, Sir Roger confirmed in The Spectator. The Communist Party expects each person to replicate the behavioral code, not questioning its authority and finding safety in imitation. Many people see the threat of this in the attitude of Beijing towards Hong Kong, and the internment of a million or more Uyghur Muslims, in order to clean their minds of the dangerous God idea and reprogram them with the party idea instead, he explained. If we are not allowed to criticize this as the robotizing of the victims, then what are we allowed to criticize and how? Sir Roger also tackled the charge that he has described Islamophobia as a propaganda word invented by the Muslim Brotherhood in order to stop discussion of a major issue. It seems that by questioning this word and pointing to its origin in the Muslim Brotherhood's propaganda campaigns, I am somehow showing myself to be guilty of the offense that it describes, he stated unapologetically. I deplore the current use of this word, since it implies that there is some peculiar and irrational state of mind from which all objections to Islam proceed. I myself distinguish Islam, as a faith and a way of life, from the radicals who commit crimes in its name. Sir Roger also refused to apologize over accusations of homophobia. "Apparently I once wrote that homosexuality is not normal. But nobody has told me where or why that is a particularly offensive thing to say," he observed. "Red hair too is not normal, nor is decency among left-wing journalists," he quipped. "We in Britain are entering a dangerous social condition. We are being cowed into abject conformity around a dubious set of official doctrines and told to adopt a worldview that we cannot examine for fear of being publicly humiliated by the censors," the scholar concluded. "This worldview might lead to a new and liberated social order. Or it might lead to the social and spiritual destruction of our country. How shall we know, if we are too afraid to discuss it?" You can read Sir Roger Scruton's response to his detractors in full here. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.